get ready, I was going to say, Miss Donna told me I could have 2 hours. I guess I can't tell that joke. Good afternoon. My name is Sergeant Adam Dodge with the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. Thank you for letting me be here. The Sheriff's Office likes to come out and speak about different programs that we offer and share information to help keep people safe. Like many of you, I'm from up north. I grew up up north in Ocala. I've been with the Sheriff's Office here for 11 years. Our current sheriff, his name is Pat Breeden. He's been our sheriff just since January, where he's in his first term. Our previous sheriff, his name was Bill Farmer, and he served as our sheriff here in Sumter County for 28 years, a very long time. So just by a show of hands, is anyone here a resident of Marion County? Okay, how about Lake County? No. Is everyone a Sumter County resident? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, fantastic, excellent. I like to ask that question, and when someone says they're from a county other than Sumter County, I said, okay, it's time for you to go. Let's go, goodbye. No. I'm glad to be here, and want to share some information about some of our programs with you. If you've heard the Sheriff's Office, a representative from the Sheriff's Office speak about these programs, I'm sorry that you would need to listen to them again. I apologize. But I'm hopeful that there's going to be some information here that would help you. First thing, did everyone get a bag? Did anyone not get a bag? Would you like a bag?
There's money in it.
Thank you.
I'll bring one back over for you. I spoke to a new resident night, and I placed a crisp $1 bill in one of the vials, and I told people, I said, hey, if you got a vial, there might be a $1 bill in there. And I think some people were a little disappointed with a $1 bill. I said, I'm a married man with direct deposit, okay? Well, I got $1. That's what I got. All right. So the first thing I want to tell you about is the vial of life. If you feel into that bag, there's an orange vial inside. On the vial is a green sticker with the Sheriff's Office star. It says the Sumter County Sheriff's Office Safe Program. Inside the vial is a sticker and a magnet. We'll tell you about where those go in just a minute. There's also paperwork with the vial that explains the program. The second page has a lot of blanks, empty spaces that we'd ask you to fill out. What information would you want a first responder to know about you? If we came to your home and there's been a medical emergency, what would you want a first responder, a sheriff's deputy, a police department officer, a firefighter, or EMS, what would you want us to know about you if we came to your home and you couldn't answer any questions? Whether that because of a medical emergency or whatever the case may be, we ask you that you fill this out. Sometimes we hear people say, well, I'll have to ask my wife. And if she's having a medical emergency, who are you going to ask? Well, maybe we'll consult the paper. Some wives tell us that their husbands would have no clue. Yeah. Who's your wife's cardiologist? Oh, we'll have to ask her. No, sometimes in an emergency, we can't do that. So it's good to have information written down. So on this paper, we have to fill out anything and everything you'd want a first responder to know about you. This thing gets folded up and placed inside that orange vial. We ask you to place the vial inside of your refrigerator. Not on the shelf. If you put it on the shelf, it'll work its way to the back and we'll never find it. It'll be back there with your leftovers, right? We ask you to place it in the door of the refrigerator. Every home has one kitchen. Every kitchen has one refrigerator. If we know you participate in this program, we know exactly where to go to get more information about you. And I think we can agree that the more information we have about you, the better we can serve you. Now, how would we know you participate in the program? That's where the sticker on the inside and the magnet come in handy. We ask that you place the sticker that comes inside the vial on your front door or near your front window. That way somebody coming to your home would see it and know you participate. And then the magnet you can place on your refrigerator. We have seen that, you know, some people have had this program now for 10, 15 years. So we encourage people that if you already have a vial, maybe you get it out and read over it. Some things may have changed. I was talking to Miss Donna about it. She says some people may not still be married to the same person. Excellent point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So it's worth checking. If you have a vial, it's worth pulling it out and looking over it. Some information may have changed. We asked, it might be worth noting, if you have a family member we should contact on your behalf, if you're the caregiver for someone with special needs, if you have a pet. If we come to your home and you have a cat, your cat may hide from us and we may have no clue that you have a cat. Well, now you have to go to the hospital for several days. Who's going to take care of that animal? So it's always great to know pets or other people that you care for, as well as anything else you'd want us to know about you inside the bio. Any questions on the bio?
Can you put the sticker on your front window instead of the door?
You can place the sticker on the front window instead of the door. Great question. Another question we did is, I've got two people in my household. There's space on the paperwork for two people. If you come up with any other things you want to place inside that bottle, print it out, fold it up, and place it inside. I spoke to a gentleman who says, if I go to the hospital, I want them to lock my front door on the way out. So he put his house key, a house copy of his house key, inside the bottle. The fire department helps us give these out. They call us and ask for 200 or so at a time. And they say they love this program because as soon as they know someone's going to the hospital, they get this out of the refrigerator, they put it between the knees of the person on the stretcher, and it goes with them to the hospital. The medical staff there, the more information they have about you, the better off they are also. We had a recent success story with this program. Neighbors called and said, hey, no one has seen Bill in a couple days. Can you check on Bill? The deputies go and knock on the front door. There's no answer. They go around to the side window and look inside the side window, and they see a gentleman on the floor. He's unresponsive. So they gain entry to the home and check on him. He's alive and he's breathing, but he can't answer any questions. All the deputy knows about him is his name is Bill. We know very little about this person. Well, the deputy had noticed that they had the sticker at the front door when they went there to knock. So they go to the refrigerator, get the vial out, open up the paperwork, and it says that he's an extreme diabetic. He wrote it in big letters right across the top, extreme diabetic. So before the ambulance is there, we had a pretty good idea of what was going on with Mr. Bill so we could get him help as soon as possible. Okay, great folks. The health department estimates that 10% of our population here in the village is affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. When we think about our total population, that's a lot of people, a whole lot of people affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. So the sheriff's office has been fairly proactive in looking for programs that would assist us in locating and recovering people who become confused or wander or walk away because of Alzheimer's and dementia. The first program I'll tell you about is what we call the DREAM program. We were at a federal grant a few years ago where we were able to purchase GPS-enabled smart watches. They go onto the wrist of your loved one affected by Alzheimer's and dementia, and it locks. They can't just take it off easily. It requires a special tool to remove the watch. And it places the power back in the caregiver's hands. The caregiver doesn't have to have their eyes on their loved one all day, every day. It means they can take a shower, and when they get out of the shower, if their loved one isn't where they expect them to, they pull out their smart device and hit locate on the app, and they can see exactly where their loved one is. So often we see situations where someone becomes confused and wanders off or walks away, and their loved one will say, hey, you know, Jane was supposed to be in this room, but she's not there now. Maybe she went out in the back room, maybe she's working on something, and they'll go check there, and she isn't there. Well, maybe she went next door to talk to Sue. I'll go ask Sue if she's seen her. And Sue says, no, I haven't seen her. Okay, well, sometimes she goes to the postal station. I'll go down and check the postal station. And now we're 30 or 40 minutes behind the eight ball on locating this person. They're probably not moving fast, but they have a 30-minute head start, right? And we hate to see that happen. So the DREAM program allows us to locate individuals, especially if they've already exhibited the behavior of becoming confused and wandering off and walking away. We say that we've seen a 50% reduction in calls for service and locating people affected by Alzheimer's and dementia with this program, which it's terrible that people can become hurt or injured or succumb to any number of injuries when they're out away from the care of their loved ones. So this has been an excellent program for us. Another program that we utilize in locating individuals, especially if they wander off or walk away, is we have what's called a human scent preservation kit. Every person has their own unique smell, and we can't tell. Our noses aren't sensitive enough just to smell the slight variation between one person or another, but the canines that we use can. And we have regular police canines. Those are the German Shepherds and the Belgian Malinois, and those are the dogs that smell and detect drugs, or they'll run after a bad guy and chase him. And they're really good at those tasks, but they're limited on tracking people, especially the not the freshest scent. Those dogs, if a bad guy runs through the woods, they can smell the freshest scent, they can follow that odor. But as soon as someone else passes through that scent, they say, oh, the freshest scent is that way. They may follow a different track. But the bloodhounds that we utilize, they can tell the difference between the people that they track. Each of us smell just slightly different, and they can tell that difference. We call it scent discriminating. So if you've seen in the movies, they would put a t-shirt and a brown paper bag and let the dog smell, the dog will bark and knows who they're looking for and go off tracking that. That's a great tool, and that's kind of the principle here that we're utilizing. However, us just being in this room, we've contaminated each other. It's kind of icky if you think about it, right? My skin cells have ended up on her shirt here. We can't tell. But if you have a dog at home, if you've been out somewhere, you go home, your dog wants to know where you've been. Your dog wants to smell all over you. Where have you been and who have you been around? Because they can smell that there's something different there. So this kit, inside is a sterile glass jar. It also comes with a sterile gauze. And if you have a loved one, especially if they're just starting to show indication that they will become confused and walk away, they don't have to show that it's happened before, but this is something we would ask you to do beforehand. Before someone goes, wanders off, and walks away. A sterile jar, and sterile gauze. There's also a set of latex gloves, because we recognize some people wouldn't be able to do this on their own. So you may have to help a loved one in doing this. We ask you to wear gloves when you do it. The sterile gauze here, you'd have them rub this all over their body. And you're collecting those skin cells off their body. They're held in this gauze, placed inside the jar. There's also a seal and a small label we'd ask you to fill out. And note the date. The company that provides these kits guarantees a human odor preserved inside this jar for 7 years.
Wow.
We know they've utilized these kits 10 years after collection and been successful with them. Okay? You keep them at home. We just ask you to keep them somewhere out of direct sunlight. So in a pantry, somewhere that isn't going to be extremely hot. And it's going to preserve that odor. If the situation arises where your loved one becomes confused, wanders off, or walks away, you have this, and when the canine team responds to your home, you say, I have a scent kit. They'll say, oh, that's great news. Thank you. And they're going to present this to the dog, and now the dog knows exactly the odor that they're looking for. The bloodhounds and the nose that they have is an amazing tool, and this gives them the best opportunity to follow a track. Our bloodhounds follow tracks multiple days old. To see a bloodhound go smelling across a parking lot, you would think, how would a scent stay here? Those skin cells fall off of you just in your regular day life, and a bloodhound will stick their nose into the crack in the asphalt or in the pavement because the skin cells and those articles would sit there and collect. It's really an amazing thing to see these dogs working track. One of our canines named Indy was just named within the last month or so the Florida Law Enforcement Tracking Canine of the Year for the state, which is a pretty big accomplishment for that team. That's Canine Indy and her handler, Deputy Mata. That same team, Deputy Mata and Indy, located an autistic child in the south end of the county who had been missing for 25 hours. He was located in neck deep water in a swamp when they found him. We are certain he would have succumbed to his environment had he not been located by that canine team. So the handler and the dog were both given life-saving awards. And the sheriff is really proud of them and what they're able to do and help get people home safe. That's our human scent preservation kit. These are free. There's no cost to this or anything else that I'm talking about today. And if you reside in Sumter County, you would benefit by having one. I only have two of them with me, but I'd encourage you to stop by and see us. I work out of the Villages Annex, which is at 466 and Morris. Stop in and say, hey, I heard about this human scent preservation kit. I think I would benefit from having one. And if that's the case, we'd love for you to help. Because God forbid, if something were to happen and a loved one were to go walking off or become confused, this is the best tool we have in regards to locating them.
We got a question over there.
Good question.
Canines can track through water?
Canines can track through water. The handler and the dog swam at some point in the swamp.
That's amazing.
It truly is.
We found out about this program because the Citrus County Sheriff's Office to our west had a gentleman go missing who's affected by Alzheimer's dementia, and they had deputies there for several hours. The helicopter was up. The canine teams were out trying to locate this individual. And after about 2 hours, the wife said, "Hey, I've got this kit thing. I don't even remember where we got it. Do you want to try it?" The handlers had never seen one of these before.
Oh.
They said, "We'll give it a shot." Opened it up, presented it to the dog, and said, "Well, if his odor's in here, then we'll give it to the dog, and maybe that'll work." And they found him within about 10 minutes, two houses down, hiding in bushes.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrified. When people are in this sort of state, they can become confused and scared. You can't just walk down the street. "Bill, come on out. Bill, come on home." They're not hiding because they think it's funny. They're confused and they don't know what's going on. So we found out the success that they have with these. Our sheriff's office very much want to get our hands on this program, and it's been excellent so far. Okay, we're moving on along. Questions?
Okay. One down in the corner.
Yes.
One over there.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So, thank you. So I have a neighbor whose wife has been recently starting to wander. I'm pretty sure it's Alzheimer's dementia, something like that. So, do you have in your department, can I give him a phone number of a resource sort of person, that community outreach or something like that?
His question is that he's got a neighbor who's starting to wander.
And his wife.
His wife is. Yes. And wants to know if there's a phone number that we can provide for them to reach out to for resources.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I will do is I'll give you this packet for the DREAM program, and in it is a phone number at the bottom. There's that. That phone number goes directly to Ms. Susan Cook. She's one of our victim advocates, and she coordinates the DREAM program. She deals with a lot of people who are experiencing issues because of Alzheimer's and dementia. She's an excellent resource, and she runs that DREAM program. So if they qualify, I'm sure she'd love to get them signed up, and if they don't qualify, she'll get them some additional resources to help. So yes.
Thank you very much.
Or you can send them up to see us at the Village's Annex. If they want to walk in the door and say, "Hey, we think we may be having an issue or a problem. How can we help?" We'd love to take a shot at mm-hmm. helping them. So,
yeah.
Good. Inside your packet is a small trifold, and it's labeled a home burglary safeguard. The sheriff's office sent a handful of deputies out to be certified in the state of Florida to conduct free home security inspections. Sometimes we have people call us and be like, "Hey, I've heard this is happening in the neighborhood," and usually we assure them that that's not actually happening in the neighborhood, that someone might be overreacting. But if you'd like, we'd love to come out and do a free home security inspection. These take about an hour, and the deputy will come out to your home and walk through the home and recommend cost-effective ways to help keep your home more secure, more safe. You can call us at the Village's Annex, and we'll schedule these any day, Monday through Friday, between 8 and 4 p.m., they'll walk through, and they're looking for things to help keep your home more safe. We had a woman recently have a home security inspection done. She had her lanai enclosed about 7 years ago. Turns out when they installed the windows in the lanai, they did not lock them. So all of her windows in the back of her lanai had been unlocked for 7 years, which are essentially open access to her home. She was unaware of that. We identified that and helped get that fixed. Another issue we see sometimes is a deadbolt. How a deadbolt works is as you turn the deadbolt, it has to go all the way over for it to lock, and it can't be pushed in from the outside. But if the hole's not drilled deep enough on a deadbolt and the bolt can't throw the entire way over, you could just simply jimmy something in there and push a deadbolt open and have access to the home. So they check to make sure the deadbolt's drilled deep enough. They recommend locks that limit how high a window can be opened. One really great idea is they recommend a peephole. Who knows what a peephole is, right? You look through a solid door out of about 180 degrees. And a peephole installed from the laundry room going out into the garage. So in the instance that you ever heard anything going out in your garage, possibly you would view through that peephole and see if there's something going on out there. You can tell a story about a woman here in the Villages years ago who had heard something in her garage. She was adamant someone had broken into her garage. She didn't know what they were doing, but these burglars were in her garage in the middle of the night. Her husband had passed. He was a retired law enforcement officer. So she went to the nightstand and got his gun.
took it to the laundry room and fired 6 shots, boom, all through the door going out into the garage. And she killed her car. It was the only thing there. She knocked windows out, tires were flat. We always absolutely encourage you not to install people in that manner. You just need to know someone with the right size drill bit, okay? But there's a lot of ideas out there to help keep a home more safe. So free home security inspection. We also do commercial properties or places of worship. So a number of churches here in the area have reached out to us, and we do a walkthrough with them to recommend some security measures to help keep our places of worship safe also.
I want to tell you about the Peace of Mind program.
The Peace of Mind program doesn't apply to everyone. It's not inside your bag. It's aimed at people who reside alone, who are having some mobility issues or concerns. So if you knew someone who lives alone, that if they fell, they'd have a hard time getting back up, this is probably a good program for them. When you register with this program, you tell us your contact information, and you tell us who we can call to come and check on you if we don't hear from you. Who lives by that maybe has a key to your home that can help us get inside? When you register, we ask that you call us in the mornings. Some people call us at 4 in the morning, leave us a voicemail. Some people call us at 8, and we get to talk to them on the phone. But if come 10 or 11 in the morning, we've not heard from you, we're calling you to say, hey, are you up and moving? Is everything okay? And if we can't reach you on the telephone, we'll call your neighbor or whoever you've given us contact information for that has a key to the home. Or we're sending a deputy, and we're going to go out there and locate you, because if people fall or are on the ground without access to food or water or communication, we are just not designed to be in that situation. People perish, unfortunately. We tell people we save approximately 3 lives a year with this program, because someone doesn't call in, and we're calling the neighbor who goes and locates them, or sending a deputy who goes and locates them. And oftentimes they'll tell us, I fell and I had no access to food or water. Captain Seymour, my boss, tells a story. They had a young lady who called in every morning at 9 a.m. It was like clockwork. They said you could set your watch by it. At 9 a.m., the phone rang and you knew it was going to be her. Well, the day she didn't call in, they thought, well, that's awfully strange. So they sent a deputy out to the home, and ultimately they found her inside. She had slipped during the night. She'd gotten up to use the restroom, turned after using the restroom and fallen into the bathtub. She was okay. She was in the nightgown, a little embarrassed, but they got her checked out by the ambulance. She was fine. She shared with Captain Seymour then that she doesn't have a lot of friends. She speaks to her daughter once a week, and she had spoken to her daughter yesterday. So the potential is there that she would have lied in that bathtub for 6 days before anyone knew something was wrong. So if you have a friend or yourself, if you live alone and are having some mobility issues and would have a struggle to get back to your feet, please come see us about that Peace of Mind program. It's only a Monday through Friday program right now, and the calls are actually answered by volunteers there at the Village's Annex. Community Watch has a similar program that is 7 days a week, but if you'd like to register with our program, which is a Monday through Friday, we'd love to have you. That's our Peace of Mind program. Who knew that we have a mobile app? The Sheriff's Office has a mobile app. Excellent. When I get to go and speak about these programs with one of my colleagues, whoever asks the question, whoever is not speaking, always goes, ooh, I knew, which is usually kind of funny. The Sheriff's Office has a mobile app, and it's on the iOS store as well as Google Play, and it's going to keep you updated on information and things going on, right? If we have a major, oh, I see that there. If we have a major crash and roadways are blocked, we want to let you know. This last week we had a bomb threat scare at a middle school in South Sumter. So that information we were posting out. If we have someone who becomes confused or wanders off on their own, we're going to share not only that a person is missing and walked away, we're going to post their photograph and a description of what they're wearing. Hey, if you see Miss Sue, she was in a pink dress and walked away from the home in the Dunedin area, please give us a call, right? So that way we can locate her, right? The mobile app has a community crime map, so if you want to know what's going on in your area, you can see that. It has an inmate search. We spoke about that at a women's group, and someone in the back yelled, a dating site. Not a dating site. There is a submit a tip. There's also our most wanted. I will tell you, there's also a feature here called the Sumter Scam Sting. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity to share information that you encounter about scams. Talk about scams a little more and why that's important. Second page there with that is a program not run by the Sheriff's Office. It's ran through Sumter County Emergency Management, but it's something called Alert Sumter. Has anyone heard of Alert Sumter before?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, back in 2007, we had the tornado that came through the villages. Was anyone here for the Groundhog Day tornado?
All right.
And we knew that there was something better out there than the weather radios, right? The weather radios you haven't plugged in, they go off at 3 in the morning and scare you because there's a storm going through Marion County that is not going to affect you in any way. That weather radio ends up unplugged and in a drawer like everyone else's. No one actually keeps it going all the time. And Sumter Lake and Marion just knew there was something better. So they worked together and created what we call Alert Sumter, they call Alert Lake. I'll give you a guess what Marion calls theirs.
Alert Marion.
That's right. You register with them, there's a phone number on this page, you can call in directly and say, I'd like to sign up for Alert Sumter. You give them your address where you reside and a phone number, whether you want a text message, a telephone call, an email, however you'd like to be notified. That way, if there's something that's going to impact your location directly, they'll call and make you aware. Now, if you're a snowbird or a part-time resident, and you go back up north for a couple months, you call and say, hey, can we just place that on pause? That way they don't call you when severe thunderstorm's rolling through. It's gonna impact your home here. It won't impact you while you're out of the area. So that's Alert Sumter. Okay, so we talked about the Sumter scam sting on the app. Scams are one of the crimes that impact us here in the area more than really anything else. Any idea what the other type of crime that impacts us here most is? No? It's a crime of opportunity, right? We tell people that if you went to a restaurant, you wouldn't take your pocketbook and leave it on the table and go to the restroom. Why? Because that pocketbook will grow legs and walk away, right? We serve a great community. We live in a great community here, and there's a lot of honest people here. But we still wouldn't put our pocketbook down and go to the restroom. We ask you to make those same smart decisions when it comes to your golf clubs on the back of your cart, right? You wouldn't load up your expensive golf clubs on the back of your cart and leave them at the square and go see a movie and have dinner and come back and hope your driver's still there, because that driver may, unfortunately, grow legs and walk away. We preach something called the 9 p.m. routine. We tell people that at 9 p.m. or whenever you go to bed, make sure your garage door is down. If you park your car outside, please make sure that car is locked. Unfortunately, we have young people come into the community sometimes, and they just walk down the street and they pull on car door handles. And they're looking for whatever car is unlocked, and if they find a car that's unlocked, they'll rummage through, and they're looking for spare change or sunglasses or GPS. If they find a firearm in the car, they'll take the firearm. If they find the keys to the car, they'll leave with the car. But we very, very rarely do we see instances where vehicles' windows are broken for them to gain access. We see them just finding those cars that are unlocked. So we ask you to make sure your car is locked. Make sure you're not leaving valuables outside, because those will walk away. Now, scams. So much of our population here grew up in a time when they said what they were going to do and they meant it. They looked people in the eye and they shook hands and they kept up their end of the bargain. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people today who want to take advantage of that trusting nature that people have. Has anyone ever seen or heard of three-card Monty? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah.
You heard of it?
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street and someone has got some cards set up on the table, right? It's like the shell game and says, hey, you look like a lucky guy. You're probably going to make some money today. You're going to put some money on the table?
You bet.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Would you really?
No.
No. Why not?
Because it's a scam.
Because it's a scam, right? You've seen it before. You know about it. You know it's a scam. So you're not going to participate in it. That's great. So many people have never seen or heard so many of the scams that are going on.
No.
So sharing information about scams is really the best thing we have to combat scams. On the mobile app, we talked about that Sumter scam sting, that button. You can input information. If you encounter something that is potentially a scam, we ask you to let us know. Type a couple words in there and tell us what happened. If you got a call from Publishers Clearinghouse that said you won $1 million and we're coming with the balloons and the check tomorrow, but you need to send us $10,000 today, it's a scam. I'm sorry to break your heart, but let us know, because that information is going to be forwarded to our white collar crimes detective. He'll verify it is indeed a scam, and then he's going to post it out to all the users on the mobile app. Because if they're called you, they're probably calling someone else too, because they're looking for an opportunity to take advantage of someone. We had a gentleman walk into the lobby at the Village's Annex this morning, an hour and a half ago, where he had received a letter from Publishers Clearinghouse. Great news, you won $12 million. We're gonna send you a check for $8,000, go put that in the bank. So he took the check and put it in the bank. He said, now I know it's a scam. So I went ahead and put the check in the bank. And said, we had to explain, it's not a real check. It's never gonna clear. It's sitting and holding for a week, but it's not actually there. So if they call and say, hey, turns out we sent you $8,000, we should have only sent you $2,000, can you send the $6,000 we sent you? Don't do that, right? The more we know, the more we talk about scams, because you've heard about it, and you know it's possible, when someone calls and offers a situation, you know, hey, I heard someone talk about this. This is a scam. I've heard about this one. You can avoid it, okay? If you become the victim of a scam, so often people are afraid to share because they're embarrassed. They say, hey, I was taken advantage of. They don't want to share that information. They don't tell their neighbors or their friends or their children. But sharing that information with your neighbors and your friends and your children could help keep them from becoming a victim of the same scam. Okay? So sometimes people are embarrassed, but it's really great to share that information. Has anyone ever heard of a romance scam?
Oh, sure. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Catfish,
sure. I was speaking to a group once. I asked if anyone ever heard of a romance scam. And a very jaded man in the back of the room yelled, yeah, it's when they marry you and take half your stuff. I said, no! No! That's not what we're talking about. No, a romance scam. Catfishing is when someone meets someone online and they send these pictures of, this is who I am and this is the situation that I have. And, financial status that I hold, and I'm a 4-star general, and here's my picture, obviously a picture of a very handsome gentleman, and I'm worth $4 million, but I need $10,000 from you in a check so I can clear customs with the antiques that I've been collecting overseas. I bet you it's a scam. Sometimes we have people come in and they've got a driver's license picture. This is a real person. Look at their driver's license. And the driver's license number doesn't match with the information that's on there. And it's a photograph of a model. You think, I bet you that's not a real person. We can verify it's not a real person. And we have to break their heart sometimes. But we tell people if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is, right? If you didn't enter the Nigerian lottery, you didn't win the Nigerian lottery, right? Sometimes people get into situations where they think their luck has changed. Everything's going to turn around. I just met this fantastic person online. Look how beautiful they are. But they just need a little bit of money. Sometimes people will send a little bit of money, and then they want more money. And now you're emotionally invested, financially invested. And we've seen victims who are, well over $100,000 that have been sent to someone. It's a terrible situation. It really is. It's scary. So there's always something new coming out with scams. There's always a new thing that they're trying or a twist. If they call you and tell you you have jury duty, or that you missed jury duty and there's a warrant for your arrest, it's a scam. When will we tell you you have a warrant? When we show up and arrest you is when we'll tell you that you have a warrant, right? And you won't have a warrant for missing jury duty, okay? That scam recently, with a little bit of a twist, they say, hey, you have a warrant, but you can clear it out. You just need to go buy Home Depot gift cards. Buy Home Depot gift cards and then meet us at the sheriff's office in Wildwood. And you think, well, why would a scammer meet me at the sheriff's office? Maybe it's legitimate. They'll tell you the name of an actual sheriff's office employee. They'll say, my name is Sergeant Larry Thompson. We have a Sergeant Larry Thompson. And so if you call the sheriff's office, does Sergeant Larry Thompson work there? They're like, yeah, he works here. He's not the person you're speaking to on the phone, I guarantee you. And they'll say, meet us at the sheriff's office. And in your mind, you think, well, a scammer would never go to the sheriff's office. It must be legitimate. So you go and you purchase your $3,000 in Home Depot gift cards or whatever the dollar amount is. And then they call and they say, hey, we're going to meet you, but we need to verify that you've purchased these gift cards. I need you to take a photograph of the gift cards, front and back, so we can see that you purchased them. And as soon as they have the number on the gift card, the money's gone, and they're gone. You're never going to hear from them again. But it's a terrible situation, and people fall for it. Has anyone ever heard of Seniors Versus Crime?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Seniors Versus Crime is a fantastic organization. Not directly involved with the Sheriff's Office, they're actually to the Attorney General's Office. And before you hire a company to do any work here in the villages, we always encourage you to give them a shout. Give them a call, say, hey, I'm going to hire ABC Gutters to come do work at my home. And the Seniors Versus Crime operates what we think of as a local Better Business Bureau. If you're going to hire a company, they'll tell you if they've had complaints about them. Now, they may have been open for 10 years and they have 5 complaints. Not bad. Or they may have been open for 10 weeks and they have 10 complaints, which is not good. And they may steer you towards another organization, but they're looking to help you deal with companies that are going to hold up their end of the deal. Sometimes people come in and say, I hired this company to paint, and it's the wrong color. Okay. Well, it's not a criminal issue for the sheriff's office to show up and arrest someone, but Seniors Versus Crime can get involved, make a phone call to the company and say, I think this is incorrect, and I think you need to fix it. And oftentimes they'll say, well, what if I don't fix it? They'll say, well, then I'm going to help this person take you to small claims, and then you can fix it. Okay, maybe we'll just go fix it, right? Seniors Versus Crime is kind of the big dog in the corner for you when you're talking about dealing with an issue with a company, right? So if you have anything that you encounter with a company, if they didn't do what they should have done, or if they show up and did some of the work and never came back, whatever, I encourage you to go see Seniors Versus Crime and give them a call before you hire a company. It's an excellent resource for us. Seniors Versus Crime brags about the millions of dollars that they've recovered for victims. Small claims issues here in the state of Florida. So it's an excellent resource. Okay. Are there any questions I can answer for you? Ma'am.
Oh, okay. What was the name of the first app that you talked about?
The sure. first app? Well, we just talked about the one, but we circled back to talk about the scam portion of it. Sumter County Sheriff's Office mobile app. That's what the paper looked like there. And I encourage you all to download it because it's a great tool to stay up to date, to stay involved. And it helps us serve the community because if you can be aware and alert to an issue like a missing person walking down the road, and you let us know, hey, I saw them. You don't have to get out and speak to them. Hey, I think I just saw Betty Sue who's missing. She's walking on the golf cart path. We'd love to go find her and get her back home. Sometimes people ask the sheriff, they say, Sheriff Reed, why don't we have a community patrol or something like that directly with the sheriff's office? And he says, we do, and you're already part of it. If you see something, say something. If you see something out of the normal, tell us. 8 years ago, we had a rash of home burglaries, residential burglaries, daytime. We had a group of people from out of the country who had traveled to this area. We're committing daytime burglaries at a residence. We made an arrest on that case, resolved these investigations into these burglaries because someone called and said, hey, there's a guy walking down the street with a tool bag. It just looks kind of out of place. Right? He saw something and he said something. He gave us a call. Well, the deputy goes driving through to see if he can find this person. And the guy stopped and looked at the deputy. And dropped the bag and took off running between houses. We're like, well, that's weird. Okay. And then he gets out of the car and looks at the tool bag. It's full of silverware.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, where'd he go? Okay. Well, we found him, right? And he had just committed a burglary. He had just broken into someone's home. So if you see something, say something. I always encourage you to. Okay. Sir, you've already asked 3 questions. I'm sorry you're cut off. Anyone else? No, I'm just kidding.
You see, that's why you're a detective. A lot of these times you get people knocking on the door. I just happen to be in the neighborhood. I did your neighbor's. Do they have to have permits to do that?
So, door-to-door sales, if they're taking something with them to sell, yes. If they're coming to knock on your door to tell you information about their religious organization or the company that they work for, no. If you have a sign that says no soliciting at your front door, I think that they should recognize they're probably wasting their time knocking on your door.
I tell people, don't feed the bears, right? If you give these people business when they come to your door, then they'll say, hey, it's a great idea just to go through the villages and knock on doors and they pick up lots of customers. So there's a permit required for sales, door-to-door sales, but just knock on a door and give you information, be like, hey, I'm from True Green. These are the services we provide here. I want to give you this pamphlet, and technically, not a law.
Is that considered sales?
Not sales, if they're just giving information.
What makes it a sale?
Physically carry items for sale.
Oh.
Yeah. And that change in the law came about. They were trying to open up Florida for small businesses. To try to give small businesses an opportunity to get involved in the market, which has been a minor inconvenience, I think, for a lot of homeowners. I know. I will tell you, if someone shows up and says, I think you have damage on your roof.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your ladder and get on your roof? Don't let them borrow your ladder. Don't let them on your roof. Okay? Hire a reputable company for something like that. Or if you have some computer issues, if you get a pop-up on your computer that says your computer's running slow, we'd love to help you. You know, click this link and we can fix it for you. Please don't do that. And if you ever think someone has access to your computer that should not, unplug it from the wall, take it to a reputable computer repair company or Best Buy, please, and let them look at it. It's really the best thing you can do. Anything I missed?
You know, there's with AI so prevalent today, and each year it's going to become more and more prevalent. Some of it's really good, and some of it is very dangerous. And in the wrong hands, the scams are going to get more detailed, more sophisticated. Everything about your suspicions, use your intuition. If you think it's somebody that is contacting you, but you're not sure, call them. Call them back or get in touch with them and make sure that that actually is the source and it's a reputable source. But things get so sophisticated anymore. I was nearly scammed with my bank. I use an online bank. Which is, you know, definitely reputable, and even the logo looked correct. And I went from one point to another point, and then I realized they're asking me an awful lot of questions about my bank accounts and my credit card, and I stopped it. I did have to change my credit card number, which really upset me because I had had it for years and years and years. Now I don't remember it, so I have to find somebody to look at it for you. What is it? But it's getting more dangerous to keep your money in your pocket. That's your job after you retire. Keep your money in your pocket. So that's my advice.
Absolutely right. If you get a phone call from someone who says they're your financial institution, I'd encourage you to hang up the phone and pull out your credit or debit card and call the number on your credit or debit card. You know that is you're actually going to reach your financial institution.
Yeah, call the institution or call the person. Yeah.
Certainly. If they say, hey, grandma, do you know who this is?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Is this little Timmy? Yeah, this is little Timmy. And I need you to send me money to that thing. And it's important.
It's little Timmy, but I got a cold. That's why it doesn't sound like little Timmy.
I've been in a car wreck and the airbag hit me and cut my
head. Yeah.
I downloaded a free application on my smartphone. And while Ms. Donna was speaking, I typed in a message. I'll play it for you just so you can hear, because it's kind of scary what's
possible. Hi, this is Donald Trump. Don't fall for scams. Also, the Sumter County Sheriff's Office rocks. Love those guys.
Yeah.
It's so easy. I encountered someone recently. They said, hey, our friend believes she's dating Elon Musk. He calls her twice a day. It's terrible, but what people can do with AI and voice masking is kind of scary.
Yeah.
So if someone calls you, great advice.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone, call them back. You know you're going to reach the correct person.
There's another thing that you might consider. I know it's easy. You pick up the phone, you know, they say that they might be. The last one I got was from United Health, and they wanted to talk to me for a few minutes, and like the third call, I went, okay, I will. There are questions, and they may be legitimate, But sometimes they're fishing for the correct answers. So Ed always says, and I hear him all the time, they're asking him, are you Edward Slifkin? And he'll say, that's me. Or,
oh, I'm the don't say yes. Yes. Don't say
don't
yes.
Don't say yes.
Speaking.
Yeah. Speaking, yeah.
So they acquire your answers, your voice, everything, and they can replicate you. Yeah.
Best thing is be poor, then they won't get anything.
Worked for me so far.
One thing I will add that you didn't mention in the Sumter County Sheriff's app, along with the other things they send out, they forward the weather warnings, thunderstorms and things like that.
So,
which is useful.
This is ours. We paid for this. So we
could. She pointing at me?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Let's see. We pay for you. What does that make? No. No.
He's too young for me, so.
Although that's questionable.
Anyway.
All right. I think we should.
You have a question, huh?
Yeah, I do. I get about 30 phone calls a day from people from foreign countries, but they say they're from Miami. You know, you know they're not. Is there anything they can do about that? Why isn't the government working?
So I'd encourage you, if you get a phone call, it's not someone you want to speak with, block that number. It's difficult.
I do, but it's a lot to block every day.
Every day, and hopefully you can whittle them down. If you start for a week, yeah. You can have them gone.
But they use those technology where
yeah, spoof the numbers, yeah.
Changes every single time. And I'll be with her. She'll get 15 calls, wow. 20 in an hour.
Did you give someone money at some time?
No.
Because we see that when we see a victim who provides funds through a scam. Now all the other scammers be like, oh, she's got cash and she's willing to give it out. We'll call her. Mm-hmm. We'll give that a shot. Which is
just don't answer.
It's frustrating. Third, I have found that when I used to get a lot of those calls, just by not answering, seem to get less and less.
Yeah.
I only answer the one that 3 5 2 years on the inside of it. I have my iPhone set to silence unknown calls. If they're not someone that's in my
there
contact, it shows as a call, but my phone doesn't ring.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So, and if they need me, they can leave me a voicemail.
Yeah. Junk. It goes right into your chunks. So.
Just like most of the emails out there.
You can do that.
If you're ready, I'll close and just last one.
Kind of off subject here, but is there a program Sumter County Sheriff offers where you can get into a person's house?
Knox blocks.
It's not through the Sumter County Sheriff.
Great question. So she's asking about gaining access into a house.
Yeah.
If you want to let the sheriff's office know that you have a door code or a garage code that would gain access, if you want to give us a call and tell us that, we can flag that information for your home address, that way in the case of an emergency.
Right.
But the fire department, the village's public safety, runs a program called the Knox Box. Knox like K-N-O-X, like Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hardened box that mounts to the side of your house, usually near your front door. And when you purchase the box, you tell them where you live, and they'll code the key for this agency, for the village's public safety. And once it's installed, you give them a call. They'll come out, and they have a special key that only they have, and they can open the box up and let you put your house key inside.
Okay.
So in the instance of you'll see them every commercial business or property in the state of Florida has one of these boxes outside of you. If you will, you can spot them. That way, if there's an emergency there that the fire department needs inside for, they have the key inside their truck to gain access to the box to get your house key out.
And burglars can't break the box. So.
No, it's a hardened box. It's mounted directly to the home. We have not seen any instances where people have gained access to that. Burglars are much more likely to get a hold of a master key from the post office to get access into mailboxes, which is scary.
Yeah.
We always tell people that when you go to the mailbox, don't just take your mail and say junk and throw it in that mailbox. That's a convenient place for everyone to put all their junk mail into. For someone to come through later and to collect all the whole neighborhood's information, right? Take that home and shred it. If it's got your name on it or anything else, take that with you and shred it. So,
okay.
I appreciate the invitation. Thank you for letting me come.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I will say that Sheriff Breeden has asked us to